So the first component of this is making sure that folks that have not submitted an acreage report get that done. That's when we're locking down acreage reporting on December 19th.
And that's Richard Fordyce, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation.
Once we have that and knowing the formulas that we are going to use, so we're going to use production cost models, USDA production cost models. We're going to use the WASD, not completely sure which one, depending on timing from a price standpoint. Point, the 2025 planted acres. So we will be announcing by crop the payment rate by crop around December 22nd.
Last week, President Trump announced that $12 billion in financial assistance would be available to America's farmers. The goal is to help those struggling with high input costs, low commodity prices, and retaliatory tariffs due to trade disputes.
I don't know how many factors would go into what an economic loss would be. You know, certainly we know that inputs are high, margins are slim to negative. Certainly a lot of things affect that. And I guess we wouldn't know necessarily what percentage of that is related to which one. There's certainly several of those that contribute, but this is an economic loss program.
But Fordyce says that farmers must meet certain requirements to qualify for the assistance.
We're going to use the payment limitation levels from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which are $155,000 per person or legal entity. So yes, there will be a cap on what producers can earn. A one-time deal, yes. And then we also have an eligibility test, the adjusted gross income of $900,000. The entity participating has to certify that they have an adjusted gross income of less than $900,000 to be eligible.
Find out more about the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.